All right, you have 10 seconds. 9.
You can also draw a picture.
I have 8. A lot of
yeah,
options.
You can draw a picture too. 7. 6.
No, I'm not done with my picture yet.
6.
We're running out of time. I'm getting
5,
yelled at again.
Yeah, we're going to yell that. 4. 3, 2, 1, end time. Okay, we'll go with... Claire is in last place, so what is your animal?
I put a drag po as the love child between Draco Malfoy and a pony.
How many points did you wager?
I don't know, but I don't know. But I drew a picture of a pony body and a Draco head, and he's saying, Potter!
I'm going to give you 80 points.
Yeah, 80 points for Claire.
Claire, that's a centaur.
Yeah. And 1 gold star for Claire. She's
plus
one, okay.
Plus 1 gold star.
Yeah. I said the cross-dressing version of the main character from Kung Fu Panda.
How much did you wager?
How many points did you wager?
All of them.
I'm going to give you 70.
Yeah, 70 points for Charles. Set 260 tied with Claire, but the gold star could carry him over.
The gold star counts for negative 10 points.
All right, John.
I bet everything. I went the same direction as Charles. I wrote a Poe that likes to wear ladies' clothing, but also beneath that I wrote Dragon Police, and then I drew a picture. I drew a picture of a dragon in a dress. So I kind of combined my two ideas.
How much did you wager?
Everything. I won everything.
You get everything. Okay, so you are now at 370 points.
Oh,
no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, 470 points.
Oh, I'm calling shenanigans on this game.
I'm calling shenanigans. It's actually 570 points, Sean.
No, it's
470.
Thank you, ladies.
So thank you, everybody, for listening on WVT FM Blacksburg 90.7.
Coming
in case
up,
you're wondering, a drag po is a dragon hippo hybrid that lives in our minds and eats our sorrows.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Coming up next, Rollo Radio with John Tarter, Nicole Quesenberry, Kenny Ball, and one of the other ones that never shows up. Get ready to listen to some terrible 80s music. Paul, take it away.
My drag po is sick.
By the record machine, I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it would be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it would be long that he was with me, yeah, me. Cause it's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Take you home where we can be alone.
You're listening to WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg, and now your home, your number one source for terrible music, Rollo Radio.
Well, I didn't really like that a whole lot.
Well, I did ask them, Nicole, if they could come up with a intro to the show, and I gave them a script, which they did not follow, hard to believe.
Well, I liked the song choice. And that song actually was chosen by one of our guests today, I believe. Is that right, John?
That is totally inaccurate, Nicole.
Oh, it is.
That's my pick. I like Joan Jett, yes.
Oh, I thought your pick was the last song.
I got two picks this week.
Oh, really? Because I do have a pick on there. So I'm excited for people to hear which one is my pick, which will be a little later.
So there's no room for, first of all, Kenny Ball is listening to the show. Kenny will be going to his own spring break next week, and we'll talk about that later. I think he's going to Florida.
Yes, he is, and I had a little conversation with him on the phone yesterday about the Florida and my opinion of that, and also my polite way of threatening him that he better come back and not stay in Florida where it's warm.
And
he's going to suffer with the rest of us.
He'll come back with a red tan, I believe it is. And Zombie is supposedly, wasn't he supposed to do a run today? But I don't know if he made it or not.
You know, something like 13.1 miles, I believe.
If he completed the race or went through the race, he needs to text us about feedback as far as how it went. So who's our guest today?
We have several. We have a plethora of guests today, John. We have a full room, actually.
Pretty much your whole family. So there's really no room for Kenny or Zombie to be in the room.
That's true. You know, of course, my family's coming through again. Because in certain cases, when they lack here, my family picks up with Facebook likes and now with guest hosting for us on the show. But we also have another special guest today, which I just tweeted out. We have Christine Dennis-Smith with us. That is the co-director of the Women's Center.
Hello, everybody.
And you did not pick that song, but you liked the song.
Yes.
Okay, so we're good there. And there's also another theme today. We've been doing themes every week. So if you catch on to the theme, you can text us or tweet us or send us a Facebook message and let us know that you've got it, and we'll give you a shout out. We also have my sister Lindsay with us today.
Second time on the show.
It is, and Lindsay will be 22 tomorrow, celebrating her 22nd birthday.
All right.
Which is why the family is up here. We also have, everyone has heard so much about Mother Dreema, and she is joining us today on the radio. And we don't know if she has a working microphone yet, but we hope to get that fixed by the next song.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
I am very happy to be here today to join you all finally.
Well, I know Sean was really upset when you canceled on him back for Radiothon because you were supposed to be here then, but you were sick or something lame like that. So you finally made it, and we welcome you.
Well, thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
We also, another special occasion, have one of our biggest donors to the show. We have Dave Rowe from Grundy that is joining us today.
Yes, I thank you for inviting me here, and it's just a pleasure to be here to see how y'all work.
And Dave is an avid listener to the
work
show.
Is a stretch.
I don't know
if you'd go that far.
It could be.
Have you guys run out of guests and are just pulling from Grundy now?
Well, and this is the second time that we've had the Women's Center on here also. So, you know,
you guys are going to have to get it together if you want to stay on past Radiothon. We're going
to
keep you on for Radiothon, but then...
Exactly. You know you have to have us for Radiothon.
We have big plans for Radiothon.
Well, pretty excited. It involves some... I don't know what the word would be.
I know about it. Tartar's been nonstop emailing me this past week.
Did you know that it also affects you in that we're shaving your face and making you grow a mustache?
What? No. No, because that's not happening. That is not happening.
Yes.
Let's start off with we're going to do a little game show corner this week with Christine.
Another corner.
Yes, Christine, are you familiar that we at Virginia Tech Police Department have a Lieutenant Smith as well?
Yes, okay. I'm familiar with Lieutenant Smith.
So throughout the show, we're going to pepper you with questions, a plethora of questions, to see how well that you are familiar with Lieutenant Smith. The first question that we would have today is, what 80s band does Lieutenant Smith want us to play on Sundays? particular band?
I don't think he'd pick 80s. He's a little younger.
Well, just pick a band. He's a little bit younger, okay. Which band do you think he'd want us to play from the 80s?
I don't know that he knows any 80s bands. He's too young. He gave you a specific band?
And I'll give you a clue. It has something to do with a state.
Alabama.
I don't know if Engineer Sean would let us play Alabama, but it's.
I also don't know if Engineer Sean has seen some of our choices for today's music.
Kansas.
Very nice. Kansas was his choice. Very nice.
Second I got a little help from Zuma.
I've seen your selections for this week, and it's fantastic.
Thank you for that endorsement.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's good to know that you decided to play Cyndi Lauper again. It's not John's pick this time.
It's fine. Problem with Cyndi
Lauper? No, but the last time John was really excited about playing Cyndi Lauper, he got really into it, and it was a little concerning.
Yes, well, that would be concerning.
We'll talk about that later. I'm going to give you 10 points for that guess there for the game show trivia.
I see that you've taken from the show that we follow.
Well, you know, they had me on as a guest last week.
They did.
And it's impacted you in some way. It has impacted me.
I see. So I think Lindsay wanted to tell us how people can contact the police.
I guess the police could contact you, too.
They could.
All right, first of all, if you want to contact the Virginia Tech Police, you can go to www.police.vt.edu. Also, you can visit them on Facebook at Virginia Tech Police. And if you want to visit the Rolos in specifically, you can go to Facebook at Rolo Nation, which is RLRO Nation. And their Twitter is at RLRO Nation. As well as the Virginia Tech Police on Twitter is at VA Tech Police. And here at WUVT, WUVT, the number here to call in is 540-231-9888.
So do you think that Engineer Sean, that you can get your crack staff to man the phones? Because I'm sure the entire community of Grundy will be calling in at any moment.
All 24 of them.
Tartar, not only will my crack staff of engineer, Paul, be manning the phone, I will personally pick up any calls that come in from Grundy and screen them. Yeah. Probably not going to let them on the air.
I would definitely screen any Grundy call that you get. That would be most likely.
I think next, Mother wanted to tell everyone about our Facebook increases.
Okay, last week we had 14,263. This week it is 14,375, an increase of 112. Rolo Nation last week was 665. This week is 672, which is an increase of 7.
Woo! Thank you. The excitement.
Any increases is wanted, is welcome. So.
And I think that actually some of that increase is from our rad class.
It was, yes.
Because we had an awesome rad class this go around. Not that we don't have other awesome ones as well, but we did rad 4 Thursday nights in a row, and it was just an incredible experience. Christine, does the Women's Center at Virginia Tech have a Facebook page?
Yes, we do.
And are you familiar with how many numbers there?
No.
We will get that information.
Yeah, let's do some research during the next song. Speaking of the next song.
Also, while we're on this specific topic, you can also always follow or tweet the Women's Center at VT_WC.
So it sounds like you've done some research on this.
Well, I did just hashtag them or tweet them or I don't know what it's called, but I did something involving the Women's Center Twitter handle earlier.
You know, it's usually me that's not up with the current social media lingo, but now we see that the younger generation is struggling as well. Christine, are you familiar with that?
And Engineer Paul had to help me with that, too.
I tell you what, before the next song, Nicole, do you want to go to the, let Christine read the shift that's working today?
I think that would be appropriate.
Okay, C shift is working today with Sergeant Derek Hutchinson, Corporal David Tribble, Jeff Allen, Rebecca Griffith, Patrick McGuire, and on security is Brian or Wormy Long, Charles Wingo. The dispatchers are Helen Moore. The K-9 officer, Jarrett Reese, and Bax are still in K-9 school.
Thank you very much.
I would like an update on how they're doing. So maybe by next show, we can talk to them and see how, talk to Bax and see how Officer Reese is doing.
So maybe have Bax call in, do a little barking.
A little barking. Yeah. Okay.
Let us know. Probably arrange that. So, Christine, why this next song is your pick? Why exactly did you pick this? Did you know that Engineer Paul's mother liked this song?
Well, apparently I must be around the same age as Engineer Paul's mother, because that was a popular song during my day.
Very nice. And it's from 1983. Do you remember what you were doing in 1983, Christine?
I was in high school.
Me too. What a small world. What a small world. Nicole, do you remember 1983?
I don't. Mother, do you remember 1983?
Barely.
Okay. I don't know what that means. But
in 93, I was almost giving birth to Lindsay there.
Well, that was a decade later.
That was, so.
Yeah.
We're going to have to back it up a little bit.
That's a stretch for me, though. That has been 10 years. Well,
so, Engineer Paul, can you go ahead and play us some Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
But first, a PSA. WUVT would like to remind you not to drink and drive. It doesn't matter if you had one drink or 10, if you're driving 100 miles or just one. Alcohol impairs your motor coordination, and if you get behind the wheel under the influence of alcohol, you can kill yourself or somebody else. So do everyone a favor and make sure you don't drive while under the influence of alcohol.
And
So, Nicole, do you think that, evidently my brother-in-law is in town, and he was going to come to the show as well, but he suffered some back pain and was not able to be here. So he's on his way to the airport. He was listening to the show just now, and he said a little part of him just died listening to that last song. So I'm not sure if he's evidently not a fan of the Lauper.
Well, that, or he was just, you know, in so much regret that he could not be here.
Probably so.
So let's go with that.
Well, Christine, let's go to round two of our little game show. How well do you know Lieutenant Smith? Number two, how many times has he listened to this show?
I'm going to go with once.
Is that your final answer?
She gives us a lot of faith there.
Actually, he has listened to the show. This will be his fourth time. Fourth time. So you get zero there.
Okay. You didn't text me the answer.
Evidently, there was a little cheating going on last time, but I'm just going to let you have that 10 points.
There was cheating.
There was. So, Nicole, we're all about corners here. You know, everything has to have a corner. So the Spotlight Officer of the Week corner. Who's going to do that? Who would like to?
I think Christine wanted to do that.
I think
that.
She volunteered.
She did. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Christine. Go ahead and share.
She had some, you know, behind the scenes information.
Yes, she did. So she got the spot.
So the Spotlight Officer of the Week is Lieutenant George Jackson. His claim to fame is that he was in our wedding. And I can give you some other tidbits, but I'll share those later. He is an Army veteran. He's been at the Virginia Tech Police Department for 12 years. He's a past detective, ERT member. He's the detective lieutenant. Am I reading this right?
Yeah, it's a little
You know, it's hard to read your handwriting.
It is.
he's a current dive team member, FBI National Academy graduate, evidence tech, crime scene tech, and he's the married father of three children. He is heavily involved in the Virginia Tech Police Department Special Olympic events and president of the Montgomery County Christmas store, and he's the first Rolo supervisor.
Which is really his true claim to fame.
And I need to interrupt this because I've just been notified this is only the third time Sean has listened to the show, so somehow your information is inaccurate.
Well, he told me three times, so I was just adding this one to four. So anyway, maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, I have been known to be wrong.
Occasionally.
A time or two.
Would you say it has been a plethora of times?
Yes, everyone would say.
A plethora. Well, thank you for that information. There was actually a lot more that we could have said. One of the sergeants working today, he gave you a
plethora.
A cornucopia of information.
Yes.
That he printed out. So we could have gone a lot longer. Mm-hmm. So what else do you have, Nicole?
Well, I don't have a whole lot right now. I think, you know, this week we had some fun events that we did. We tweeted those as well. As you mentioned earlier, we had our fight night for our RAD class at the Inn at Virginia Tech. And I think we had 17 that were able to come and fight, and that was their fourth night of RAD. So a really successful class. One of the things that this class did that we were really impressed by that I tweeted is we, as they run and they finish their scenario, we have someone as like a safety net there so they don't hit the wall or hit the door as they're coming out of the scenario. And so we always have someone standing there. But this class, as they were coming out to finish that scenario, we had girls that were lined up giving them high fives when they got out of that. And so this class is a group of girls that came in that didn't know each other. We had faculty staff members, we had students, we had community members. So coming in, they may have known one or two other people in the class, but the fact that by the end of the class, everyone had just really bonded and they were really supportive of each other. So I thought that was really neat.
And we had not only students, we had a couple nurses.
Oh, yes.
From mm-hmm. a local hospital that came.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it was bad weather and they drove quite a ways to see our RAD class.
They did. I think they lived somewhere near Tartar Mountain, if I'm not.
Close to Tartar Mountain. So, Nicole, let's pretend that you had a sister,
mm-hmm.
and that she had not taken RAD
yes.
before.
Uh-huh.
Would we be able to offer that to her? Now, she doesn't go to this university,
she
but
does not.
Does that matter?
No, it doesn't. And, you know, sometimes you send the information out and, you know, it may get lost somewhere in translation or the mail or text messages. But hopefully one day one of those messages will go through and that, you know, supposed sister may eventually decide to take the offered free RAD class.
Free.
It is free.
And you know,
the fun part about RAD is you get to assault a police officer.
That's true.
Which is my favorite part.
It is also my favorite part when I'm not in the suit. No, when I'm in the suit, it's another thing.
Well, you know, Nicole, speaking of that, you know, other departments around the university have been offered this as well. We could actually come to them. So let's say, for instance, on Washington Street, there's this center.
There's this little house.
This is a little house. Mm-hmm. And the staff could take RAD with us. We would come to them, or they could come to the Dietrich office.
Now, the staff has come. I know Christine has come herself. For our fight nights, we sometimes have people come in to talk to students about the experience that they've had during the class. And Christine has actually come in and talked to our students and been there for them during our RAD classes. So,
and I'm a RAD grad. But it was back in the Houston days.
The Houston
on Houston Street.
We still refer to that street last night as Houston Street.
We do.
We still do. Well, Christine, speaking of that little house on Washington Street, comes to one of our, it's not the next game show question, but when you have staff meetings there at the Women's Center of Virginia Tech, does it ever come up about possibly renaming the center? Nicole, what kind of ideas would you think to rename the center?
I don't have any ideas, actually. I'm okay with what it is now. And the one suggestion that is on this paper, I'm not sure if I'm...
So the John Tarter Human Center would not work, or the John Tarter Wellness Center?
It depends on what kind of donation you're planning
to
give the Women's Center.
That's true.
It would have to be a quite hefty donation.
Well, you know, I did bring $20 today, so
that's not going to cut it.
That's not going to cut it.
Well, he also tried to get the radio station renamed after him as well. But if it gets renamed after anyone, we've decided that would be Dave. So be coming up with certain names that you would like, Dave, for us to change the whole station name it after
you. Speaking of Dave, I was thinking, you know, the last radiothon, you did make a contribution, a sizable one, and to the WooVit, and videos were made. But did you get a meatloaf video sent to you?
I saw the video from Dreamer, but I'd kind of like to have another one just for me.
Well, I think that's reasonable.
You think Engineer Sean would be willing to do that, to make up with Mother?
I think Engineer Sean would be more than willing to do that.
He should be. I think another radiothon's coming up, isn't it?
It is.
Okay. In April. We have big plans.
What have I done?
For the mustache.
What am I making up for, first off? I don't know what I've done. I haven't even been listening to your show. But also, the mustache isn't going to happen, so...
We'll talk about it.
Nah.
That has to be better than dressing up like Meatloaf again.
Again, I don't know why you or everybody else who I've talked to in the past week is convinced that I'm doing another video for you guys.
I mean, we're tight. We're close. We're in this together. It's the Rolos and Engineer Sean.
Do you know how long it took me to find all of those pictures that your mom's currently wearing that were hung around Squires?
Well, I didn't know that they had made it outside of the walls of WooVit, but
they had.
By the way.
Now, Engineer Sean, I don't think you could have beat that radiothon.
No, you're right. I don't, so I'm not even going to try.
Meatloaf was awesome, and you did an awesome job.
We have to still try.
Hats off to you.
Do we have to try, though? We know that we've already done the best we possibly can.
We'll see. We'll see, because, you know, we're going to do something again, another theme for Radiothon. We've even talked about the dunk tank possibilities. But, you know, I think that it would even be more special if not only our current engineer, Sean, but also our kind of in transition to engineer, Paul, also contributed by dressing up and growing a mustache.
That's such a good job. That's such a good idea that I feel like Paul should just do it all. There we go. Problem solved. I'm good with that.
We'll talk about it. We will.
Well, Nicole, before we go on with Christine, because I want to get in depth of exactly what she does there.
It's important. Mm-hmm.
You know, I did see a picture that we posted of her and a therapy dog.
Yes.
Not to be confused with a service dog, but a therapy dog.
That's true.
In front of the Women's Center sign. Christine, did you get a new sign, by the way? Because I noticed on campus we have a lot of new signs. Do you have a new sign yet?
We do not yet have a new sign. We have the old, the vintage sign.
The vintage. I like that word.
And this therapy dog that you speak of, Christine also comes to the police department a couple of times a year and does trainings for us. I think you're coming in, is it April?
Yes.
So she's going to come back in April, talk to our officers again because we do work so closely with the Women's Center. And the last time, not that every time you come isn't a pleasure, but the last time in particular, since you had some friends with you of the canine variety, made it extra special for us to attend that training.
So basically you have your own canine unit at the Women's Center. Would you say that?
Yes, it's a collaboration with the vet school. It's a shared canine unit.
Shared canine unit. I like that.
Well, I love it. Yes.
So, Christine, can you look at our next song? Now, I know you didn't pick this, but tell our listening audience of 15 people.
What's because half of them are in this room.
What's the next song, and who picked this song?
And it looks like this is Nicole's pick from 1980, and it's Dolly Parton, 9 to 5.
So there's no shame in picking this,
No
Nicole?
Shame. No shame.
You have no problems with this whatsoever?
No, none.
And you picked this because of the theme?
Because of the theme, yes. And I think that, you know, there was country in the 80s. Now, people don't often, you know, they think of their hair bands. And again, we're in some debate with Zombie over what a hair band actually is. But, you know, there was also country in the 80s.
Dolly definitely had some hair.
She had some. And, yeah. Yes, she did. And so I think that it's important to celebrate that as well.
Engineer Sean, do you believe in the history of WUVIT they have ever played Dolly Parton 9 to 5? Again,
9 to 5, probably not. I think we have maybe played some Dolly Parton songs before. I was being told before this when John and I were making fun of your playlist, not John Tartar, another John, that if you play Bruce Springsteen vinyl at 45 RPM instead of 33 RPM, it sounds like Dolly Parton. So,
oh.
Yep.
That is very interesting.
Well, that is interesting. I think we should tweet that if I even knew what you were saying. So we're going to go ahead and play a little Dolly now.
WUVT wants to help you get your voice heard. If you are trying to promote a nonprofit organization or event, or if you just have a cause worth fighting for, you can get your message sent to the New River Valley and beyond by submitting a public service announcement with WUVT. For details, visit the public relations / PSA section of our website, wuvt.vt.edu, or pick up a PSA submission form from outside the WUVT studios at 350 Squire Student Center.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Just to watch him shatter, you're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and you never. What they call it, and you-
So, Nicole, we have gotten a plethora.
Oh, my gosh.
A cornucopia of feedback from
Rolo Nation just really lit up to that song.
Not only are people calling into the station, this may be true or not, requesting the song be played
true.
Again.
It's true.
But I believe, what did you get? What information did you get?
Well, we did get a text message that one of our officers may or may not have been riding around campus blaring Dolly Parton 9 to 5 singing along.
I don't think that's true. At all.
You are not the reliable source. I am, so it is true.
I just know that we're never, ever playing Dolly Parton ever again.
We'll see. You all have said so many things before.
Well, you've been banned by Sean. Sean's words, you have been banned from playing Dolly Parton and Cyndi Lauper.
Christine, speaking, this kind of segues into our next game show trivia question. How well do you know Lieutenant SS? Does he like our music, our awesome music picks?
For today?
Forever.
Forever.
In the past. 50-50.
Of course.
No.
Negative. Negative.
Oh, God. She was really trying to be nice there.
He
us.
Does not like our music choices. He gave me a cornucopia of bands to play, and we had played almost all of them except for, I believe, Kansas. So you get no points there.
Oh, dear.
So let's actually talk a little bit more in depth about the Women's Center and the work that you all do there, Christine.
At the Women's Center, we work to create an environment that is safe and supportive for women and men on campus. And we do that through a variety of ways. One is by providing counseling and advocacy services to students, faculty, and staff who have been impacted by sexual assault, relationship violence, and stalking. And that's where our canine unit comes into play. We partner with a vet school to have Dr. Delaware and Dr. Ellie each one day a week, and they help support students that come into our office. We also do a variety of outreach and education programs, including March is Women's Month, so there'll be a lot of activities on campus to celebrate women, as well as to provide educational information about women's history.
I did see that when we came to visit you. I know you love our visits, Christine.
Yes.
When Zombie and Tartar and I all came to visit you to ask if we could commandeer your house in the middle of the month. But I saw that you had a poster on your door talking about Women's Month activities. And one of the things on there is McComas, that you were actually going to... Is McComas closing down? Or is it a certain period of time when... is it McComas or War? That you'll be going, that women can go in and kind of just work out kind of in a non...
Yeah, oftentimes during Women's Month, there's special activities specifically for women, and one of them is this month related to women being able to have a personal training and things like that.
So I thought that was really, really neat. And that's not just for students.
Right,
on
students,
campus.
Faculty, and staff.
And so that's everyone. So that's really great. And another thing that we do with you all is our MVP program, so the Mentors in Violence Prevention. I think we've talked about it on the show before, but can you tell us a little bit about that program as well?
It's a bystander intervention program, so it's really to, as a community, to look to ways to end violence against women in particular, and how we do that is as a community and teach people how to actively intervene when they see something happening, as opposed to telling women to behave in a certain way or men to behave in a certain way, but really about how as a community we can work to end violence against women.
Mm-hmm. And so it was a couple weeks ago, I know that we had pretty much all of McBride taken up with the core.
Mm-hmm.
And there were people, I think all of the Women's Center staff was pretty much there. And there were some police officers from our department, a lot of people from Residence Life, from Fraternity and Sorority Life. There was just a lot of people from across campus that are involved in this program. And we all partnered up. I was partnered with Kelsey Harrington, who is also works at the Women's Center. For mine, I think John was paired up with Lindsay, who is an RLC. And so that's just a neat opportunity for us to get a kind of network and then also work together to bring that to the students and get to work with them as well. So
I know, Christine, here recently you have been in the Roanoke Times, I believe, in the newspaper, and have you been interviewed by news media? I mean, besides being interviewed here, of course.
And this takes the cake.
Yeah,
of course.
This is the cream of the crop. But why specifically were you in the newspaper recently?
I was in the newspaper partly because there's new legislation that has gone forward through the General Assembly related to campus sexual assault, and I had gone before a committee to talk about the legislation and some of the potential impacts of the legislation, and really wanting to have a voice for survivors. And so I was speaking from the perspective of survivors and what they may or may not like in terms of legislation. So some of the legislation has been related to mandated reporting to the police regarding sexual assault, and some of that has changed a little bit now as it's gone through the General Assembly. Part of it is to increase safety, but sometimes I think we think it's a one-size-fits-all solution, and I think the legislation has improved significantly over the course of time, but it sort of remains to be seen.
And the other thing I think that is neat that we've done, or that you all kind of brought up, was it last Friday or two Fridays ago that you did the Sexual Assault Summit? And so basically there were people that are kind of involved in this process, people across the university, the Women's Center, the police department, Commonwealth attorney, anyone that may be involved in a process. Blacksburg Police Department, mm-hmm. I think, also involved. And they all got together to kind of just talk about what each one does, so everyone has a more clear understanding of what the other department does and how everyone can better work together.
Well, you know,
in these cases.
I know that someone told me that Montgomery County was there, as well as, I believe, Christiansburg. And of course, Blacksburg works very closely with the Women's Center, the Virginia Tech Police Department, Montgomery County and Christiansburg, because they're a little farther away. I mean, Montgomery County we are in Montgomery County, but they might not deal with it as much. They were there too, and so they got a lot of information about the process.
Yeah, I think one of the things is that there's multiple processes that folks can go through if they're a victim of sexual assault, relationship violence, or stalking. And particularly if you're on a college campus, you can go through the university process, you can report to the police. And sometimes I think Virginia Tech Police is very well versed in the multiple ways in which people can choose to report, but it's very confusing because there's lots of federal and state regulations, and some of them conflict with one another. And so part of it was helpful for our community entities to understand how the campus works and vice versa, so that we can all work better together.
Mm-hmm. And so if you want more information on anything that we've been talking about, always visiting our websites, either the police department or the Women's Center websites, and those Facebook pages as well are a good source of getting more information also.
You know, I think it's time for our next corner segment before we go to our song.
And so was Mother going to tell us about our dispatcher's corner?
I don't know. Let's get Lindsay. I have something for Mother to read next.
Oh.
So you can't wait. Lindsay.
All right, so this week on Dispatcher's Corner, first of all, if you have an emergency, please dial 911. Emergencies including for the police, the fire, and for VT Rescue. Any non-emergency responses, please call 540-231-6411. If you need to file a police report, police responses to non-emergency situations, or to ask police-related questions, that's the number you can call for that.
Police-related questions. Mother, would you be able to, Nicole's mother, by the way, because my mother might most likely will be listening, could you read the March birthday segment?
Sure, I'd love to. First we have Captain Houston, and I don't know how old he'll be, but I don't know if he wants anybody to know.
No, we're not going to share that information at this time.
Partly because we don't know it ourselves.
I don't blame him. Okay, and then next we have Lindsay Byers, who will be 22 March 2nd, which is tomorrow.
Nicole, did you not have a shindig last night?
We
a Grundy shindig event?
I don't know if it was a Grundy shindig, but it was a shindig where it was all planned out. This whole surprise thing for her was planned out to bring family in, also friends. The surprise sort of fell apart once everyone else got there and got involved. I kept it a secret for a couple weeks. But we had a good time anyway. And we took Lindsay bowling. And she's very competitive. She's very good at everything. Played every sport in high school, but
very athletic.
She's an awful bowler. Terrible. She's really bad.
The worst.
Well, you know, Lindsay, I've seen you dance a time or two on a video, and so I can understand how the bowling and the dancing probably wouldn't.
It's close for last place in both of them.
Did you understand a friend of yours sent you a John Travolta picture? Did you notice that?
Yes, I did notice that.
Yes, thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you, John.
And we might post that somewhere sometime. Dave,
I think you probably should.
Dave, you know, the song choice that we're going to next, actually last week we had a guest on the show that did not get to pick a song like Christine did, like you did. So I promised her this week that I would pick a song for her or would consult her, and this is the song choice that we came up together. Can you tell us about our next song?
Yeah, Lee Ward's pick is it's going to be an old Motown song from Diana Ross, 1980, called Upside Down.
I liked how you said Lee, because she is referred to as Lee.
She is.
Very nice.
By you only.
Here we go.
Every 2 seconds, a person in the United States needs blood. Do your part by giving blood at your local Red Cross blood drive. One donation can help save the lives of 3 human beings. Visit redcrossblood.org for more information and to find a blood drive near you.
Turn me inside out and round.
So, Christine, I'm sure this song was played at your wedding. Am I wrong?
That song?
Yes.
I don't recall that song being picked.
You don't remember that song being picked. Well, that leads us to our last question of the trivia game show, How Well Do You Know Lieutenant SS? What girl band did he suggest we play today?
Oh, I've got this one.
You've got it?
Yeah.
Were you given any help in
this? Of course not.
Of course not.
The Indigo Girls.
The Indigo Girls. Somehow, I'm thinking you got a little help with that. I'm just going to go out on a limb, but I'll give you 20 points for that. So,
all right, John Tartar, here's the deal. I feel like you are blatantly ripping off another talk show here. It's getting to that point where I'm going to have to ask you to cease and desist or legal action will be pursued.
So you're saying your show is copyrighted?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So.
I don't know. I think when you had him as a guest on there, you've opened up this door. Because before that, he never even
looked. Honestly, it was an accident. We were scrambling for a third guest, and somebody was like, what if we could get John Tartar to sit in here? And it was a mistake. Was a mistake.
Well, you did it.
So, our next corner, Christine, we're all about the corners, is the Hokie Respect Corner. And this information actually came off of social media. It came off the Commandant's Facebook page. And actually, Zombie Game saw this, and he said, hey, John, you need to mention this at on the next show. And what happened was two cadets were taking in a class, and one of the faculty members from the English department was talking about, I don't know if you noticed, I don't know how much snow was in Grundy, but we got a plethora of snow in the New River Valley. And so she mentioned the fact that she was having trouble. Her husband was not able to shovel the snow. And so two cadets volunteered to go to her house and to shovel snow. And because she lived ways away in Christiansburg, she suggested that instead of them doing that, how about if they come to, she has a friend in the Blacksburg community, which is closer to Tech. They could actually walk there. And not only did they shovel out a very large driveway, they shoveled out her car as well. She offered them to pay them, and they refused because they were doing it for what is our motto here at Virginia Tech?
That is up person.
That I may serve. And so, again, you can go to that Facebook page for the Commandant. Do you not have another?
Yeah, it goes along the same lines as that, and this was reposted on our Facebook page as well. But someone was driving around campus again during all the snow that we had, and they saw a person with his family at the April 16th memorial. And this person was going around, and he was wiping off the snow from every one of the 32 stones around the memorial so that you could see the names and the writing on that stone. We also, Zombie and I, went out the other night to check on Officer Krause's stone that is there at the Coliseum lot entrance. And we were going to shovel it out, but there was huge mounds of snow around this memorial for Officer Krause, but our groundspeople had did a really good job that they did not cover the stone. So there was snow all behind it and around it, but you could still see the face of the stone. So we just, you know, just wiped off what had been there since they had last come, because there was still snow falling. But the fact that people, you know, take that into consideration and care and show that much respect really means a lot. I know it means a lot to us in our police department, but, you know, also to all Hokies in the community.
So, Christine, moving down our agenda, because, you know, we do extensive agenda preparation prior to the show, we have our Rolo activities. Could you share with the listening audience of, I think we're up to 18 now, what exactly we have done recently?
Sure. It looks like you've had grilled cheese with the police in Miles Hall. You've had West AJ cookies with the cops. You finished RAD. You've been participating in a search committee process.
Do you remember the search committee process that I was a part of way back in the day? Because of that, we have been asked to be on other search committees for residence life and student conduct, things like that.
So apparently you didn't share with those other committees that, you know, what a dead weight John was to have.
Yes, thank you very much.
On the committee.
So sorry. It sounds like you're also involved with Anchor Splash, the Pritchard Judging Contest.
which I didn't know what the proper name was for that.
Well, the RA's got one of their staff meetings for Pritchard. They were building some type of tower. Was it out of straws? I can't remember.
Spaghetti,
that's right. And so we judged that contest.
Uncooked.
And you've also been involved with family weekend planning for the 4th Annual Community Day, which will be held on September 27th, 2015.
Yes, thank you for that plug, Christine.
Christine, you will have that on your calendar.
Oh, sure. Connor will be practicing.
Connor, let's talk about Connor. I think he has a career in Major League Baseball because he has dunked me in the dunking booth more than once because his parents were just let him wander all over the place. And he was able to dunk me over and over and over again.
With a smile on his face.
With a smile, yes.
Well, everyone in this room actually are participants of Community Day. Some are multiple and been there from the beginning, which is, I think, everyone but Dave. But Dave actually did come and participate in Community Day this past year. So
maybe Dave can
be in the dunk tank this year, along with Engineer Sean and Engineer Paul. Yes.
Connor has also nominated John not just to be in the dunking booth, but he would like to see John in a video or at Community Day doing the Shake It Off, riding around in your car. He nominated John. He thought John Tarter would be quite good from the Virginia Tech Police Department.
Well, that's in the works.
Hang on. I just heard that I was nominated for some sort of dunk tank thing.
Yes. On Community Day.
Ooh, no, that's not going to go too well with my schedule.
No. Wide open for September. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I have to plan pretty far and ahead for things. Paul will probably be available.
No.
He'll take my shift as well as...
I'll have a cold then.
Oh, well, too bad.
No excuses. So look forward to that.
Moving on to our next corner.
We have more corners. There's so many.
Yeah, there's so many corners. And I know that we might go over a little bit, hopefully.
Which is okay because the first show went over.
Yeah, also. It did. It ate into our time. Lindsay, can you mention our VTPD Attaboy corner?
Yes, John. So this week in the Attaboy corner, or it should be at a girl corner.
True.
Please join us in congratulating Communications Officer April Blankenship for successfully completing the week-long VCIN instructor course conducted by the Virginia State Police. Congratulations, April.
Thank you.
Good job, April.
Well, Nicole, I don't know if we can skip the upcoming campus events segment. I think we could.
We could.
We didn't get the opportunity because we were teaching RAD to go, that we were not able to hug the Hokie Bird.
We were not. We wanted to hug the Hokie Bird.
We wanted to help set that world record, but we were not able to. And we apologize, Hokie Bird, for not being able to be there. I tried to get Lieutenant Smith to be there, but he was not available at that time to hug the Hokie Bird.
But had he been available, I think that he would have been the first in line.
Without a doubt, I think he would have. Are we having a show next week, Nicole?
We are not having a show next week. Why are we not having a show?
Because we will be on spring break.
We won't be on spring break like Kenny will be on spring break, but we'll be on spring break still here in Blacksburg.
Still in Blacksburg. So there won't be a show that Sunday, but the following Sunday, who will be on the show? Yeah, March 15th.
Well, I'm hoping that it's on my sheet here. Of course.